I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
What I loved about this mother-daughter today was, you know, it's overwhelming sometimes when you have a reading, and sometimes spirit says something that one person becomes shocked and then the other person is able to answer for them. And this reading today is such a perfect example of why I love doing what I do, because it really truly validates that our loved ones are still with us, just in a different way. So here they are, they took a chance, they called the hotline. They can't even remember how long ago they called the hotline, right? And then to boot, the grandmother that passed, she didn't speak a stitch of English. And to really show on how spirit can get their messages across. And even if we have a pet. So you have to really listen to this reading all the way up until the end. I truly enjoyed them both today. And the way that spirit channeled was just so unique and so beautiful, heartwarming, healing, and validating all in the same breath. So I hope you will enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Appreciate you guys coming on and joining me on Hey Spirit today.
Thank you.
Where are you guys from?
We're from McAllen, Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. It's very nice to meet you both. So have you ever been to a medium before?
I don't think Doña Flor counts, but no. She's a family friend, but she's not a medium.
Why not?
I don't think so.
This is what happens. This is what we do. We question ourselves when we get signs, right, from our loved ones that have passed on. And even from, say, if we have close family and friends, that's why I always say my family, they always get screwed out of messages, because you always think like, oh, am I just thinking that? Did I know that? Am I remembering that? Right. Mm-hmm. So I always say whatever messages come from the other side, no matter who delivers it, as long as they're of and information that can help us.
Yeah.
Then that's a message, no matter who it comes from.
Okay.
I only ask only because I feel that people, sometimes they've been to mediums before. And I always like to say to people that mediums, we're just different on how we communicate with the souls of the departed. My wish for you is to restore your faith and to know that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world. But more importantly, that your loved ones are still with you, just in a different way. Please do not be afraid to speak to me. There's no such thing as an interruption. You're not going to give me anything. You're not going to mess anything up. So I just invite you both to enjoy the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones today.
Thank you.
I am actually going to start with the mom that is departed. So this is your mom that is sitting next to you. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay.
So this would be then a grandmother. I don't know if it's your mom's mom that is departed. So know that she's the first one to step forward. Now, did she not speak any English at all?
No. She didn't know English.
Because she literally just turned to another lady on the other side and said, how does she know what I'm saying? I'm not speaking English.
Oh my gosh.
So
okay.
It validates because I don't hear the way we communicate here in the physical world. Mm-hmm. It's through feeling, sensing, and also signs and symbols of things that I've experienced here in the physical world to be able to relay messages to you. So the language does not matter. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
But she's so cute. Your mom is so adorable. She is like, I don't know if she's like tiny, but she's like this little, and she's so like, she's talking a mile a minute. I have no idea what she's saying, but she's so like happy. And then she's like, but you tell them and blah, 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 blah. Like, I feel like she's, she's still ruling the roost on the other side, if that makes sense.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. Did she have an issue with her legs prior to her departure? Or was she bedridden or not able to get around? Mm-hmm. Because she made my legs feel numb and then started jumping up and down, which means that she can move freely on the other side. So know that whatever disability or an ailment that she had, she left here in the physical world. She did not take it with her on the other side. Okay. Do you pray all the time for your mom?
I do.
Because she just took out a Bible and rosary beads. Now, this is just my frame of reference. So because I'm Catholic, Spirit will show me things in my frame of reference. So you're going to have to place this on how it fits in with your faith. Okay. Mm-hmm. She shows me a Bible, rosary beads, and then she stood with the Blessed Mother. And then she says, tell my daughter that I hear her prayers every day.
Yeah, I do. I always pray. Then she said, peace. And she's in a good place. And she's happy.
She says, so know that I am. Know that my soul is with you at that exact moment. Were you apprehensive about joining the reading today? Because your mom did something interesting. She like turned, she goes, look, she goes, God is here. She goes, it's okay. God is here. So our souls never said that to me. When a soul shows me white and golden light, that is my symbol for God's presence.
I wasn't apprehensive, but before joining, I was thinking, man, I bet she's like this with Jesus.
You know what I love about your experience so far is there are things that you wonder about, you think about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that even you told your mom, right?
Yeah, I didn't tell her.
Do you sometimes think that you hear her voice or either one of you, you think that you hear her voice?
I do.
Know that that's real. Know mm-hmm. that you're not crazy. It's not your imagination. More importantly, know that it is not wishful thinking. Know that that is her soul that is with you at that exact moment. Are one of you either holding or wearing a piece of her jewelry?
I actually have a piece of jewelry right in front of me.
Perfect. Because she had me say holding, validating, and there's no way I could see that, correct? Mm. Knowing that her soul is with you and she's at peace with God. Now, who was the father figure that has departed as well?
Her father.
Her father?
My dad is still alive.
Yep. She goes, your dad. She says, he doesn't stop. He's still going and going. Does he walk or pace?
Both.
Why does she show me him walking and just pacing?
He can never be still. He cannot sit down and chill.
So by her saying to me, he's go like the Energized Bunny, like he's just going and going and going, validating that she is watching over, but more importantly, knowing that everything that you're trying to do for him. Do you understand that? She makes me feel like he does not want. And again, you're going to have to interpret this, the both of you. It's almost like he's like, I don't need any help. You don't have to do this. I'm fine, right? I don't need any help. But your mom's going, but he does. He does, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So know that this is her way of saying, look, when souls bring up things like this, it validates that she knows exactly what is going on, knows what you're trying to do, how you're trying to take care of him, watch over, make things a little easier for him, but he doesn't want to have any part of it, right?
Yeah.
So knowing that she says, I know of everything on how you're trying to help dad. She also wants you to know that my parents came for me. Because I said to her, why did you show me your dad? And she said, because I want everyone to know that they came for me when I left the physical world. Would she talk about her parents prior to her departure?
Mainly her dad.
Okay. To validate that he came for her. Do you understand that? That when she would bring him up out of the blue or talk about him, knowing that that was his soul and being present at that exact moment. She talks about a pair of earrings. So do you have her earrings?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
She does. I do.
Her jewelry that she left my two sisters and myself, and I took a pair of earrings.
When souls acknowledge things like this, it also validates that they support the choice and decision on what we had to make with their belongings after they departed and knowing what you had held on to. Because she looked at me and she goes, it might not have been my most monetary piece of jewelry. Mm-hmm. She says, but I loved those. I don't know how to interpret this. Is there a prayer that you would say for your mom in Spanish?
Yeah, she had a particular prayer.
Okay. And do you say that prayer?
Yeah, we had it on the little cards at the funeral home. That's the prayer we chose behind the front of her picture.
So know that she wants to thank you for that. You know, it's so interesting. She showed me a prayer that I say, but I didn't understand it. That's how she got me to say that there's a special prayer in Spanish. And what I love about that is it really validates that you made every right choice and decision connected to her departure. Also allowing her to leave the physical world on her terms, but more importantly, not wanting anyone to feel that they could have or should have done more for her or could have been there more for her. Mm-hmm. And it's there's something though about her faith. It's just, she has this strong faith.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, I want you to hold on to that. I don't want you to lose faith.
Yeah, she had a lot of faith. Everything that had to do with my dad's business, it was always her faith, praying for him that things would go in the right direction, that he wouldn't come across people that in the world of where my dad worked that would have something against him. So, and she always says it was her faith that things always went on my dad's side for the good.
Do you know of the young male that departed? Do you have a friend? Is there a friend or a friend of the family that passed away?
I am friends with that passed away recently. He's not from my area, but yeah, I know him.
Look, my job is just to make sure that I'm interpreting the information correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I asked her to validate that I was interpreting everything correctly. Mm-hmm. And she brought forward this young man. Now, even though she didn't know him here in the physical world, correct?
No, she didn't.
It validates that even though that the souls didn't know each other, because they're connected to you, especially for something like this, they're connected on the other side. Yeah. To validate that she brings him forward and to say that even though he passed tragically and unexpected, his soul is at peace with God.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
She says, and I want to also thank you for keeping some of my favorite articles of clothing. She held up a blanket and then she showed me some of her clothing. So did you keep some of her clothing?
We still have it. We have not made no attempts to put it away or give it. No, it's still at the house the way she left it.
But did you take an article of her clothing or one of her blankets or something?
I took a nightgown and a pillowcase.
Validating that her soul was with you when you did that and knowing how you have kept things of hers that have no monetary value whatsoever, but meant the world to her and or you, knowing that when you did that, her soul was with you at that exact moment. Did you just find an old picture of your mom or did you find a picture with her handwriting on the back of it? Or unless if you found cards or letters.
A little notebook with her handwriting, phone numbers, things that she would write there.
And were you surprised? Well, I'm going to say this to you because she first showed me this black and white picture. And when I looked at it, I said, who's that? And she goes, oh, she goes, that's me. Do you believe how beautiful I was? Like how young I was. Mm-hmm. But then she flipped it over and I saw like little handwriting. Again, I was surprised on what she wrote or maybe how she wrote notes.
There is one when she was very young. And she gave it to my dad. So she wrote something for him and she gave it.
Oh, yeah. My God. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like that. How would I know that? Like, that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say this about your experience. Like your mom is just like, look, I'm fine. And there's even a part of the both of you that know that she's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, DBD. She's okay.
Same. But to have that validated is something completely different, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I closed my eyes, she showed me a flash of her standing at a stove, and then I saw this big aluminum pot. So do you either, it could be several things. It's my symbol for that she was always cooking, always in the kitchen. You have her pots, and or you just cook something that she always made.
Yeah, she... has a lot of pots and pans, and I have brought some of hers to my house. Yeah. And I do use them in my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Again, knowing that you had taken some of those pots and pans, brought them to your home, supporting the decisions, knowing that you did that. And when you're cooking, using them, whether they're her recipes or not, knowing that her soul is with you at that exact moment. Did you change, though, something that she used to make? Like you, I don't know how to interpret this and it doesn't have to be this. This is how she got me to say that you changed something. She showed me, I have a friend of mine, Carmen, her family always made every barbecue rice and beans. And then when I'm looking at the rice and beans, I felt like I took out the kidney beans, but now there's black beans in it. So that's how she's getting me to say, did you change something? Or do you use something different in one of her recipes?
I think so, because that's funny you say rice and beans, because she made rice and beans this weekend.
You just made rice and beans this weekend?
This weekend on Sunday.
Yeah, she did. And she usually makes the beans with inside the pot on the stove, but she did it in the crock pot this time.
And they come out.
And they came out terrible.
Perfect. I love it. This is the most amazing thing right now, because this is what I say to people all the time. Like the ability that spirit has to let us know that they are still with us when we're doing all of these things. And look, you might be saying to yourself, or someone even listening right now might be saying, oh, well, you know, of course that's what people do, right? They use people's pans, they cook their recipes. But for her to be so specific about the beans, and I know nothing about rice and beans, except for my girlfriend, Carmen, who her family always made rice and beans, to get me to show that the beans, there was something different about the beans.
They were weird. They came out,
black.
I had to redo beans yesterday again, I said, and they came out perfectly the way she did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so can we just, I said kidney beans, and then they were black beans. And then you just said they were pinto beans, but right, that the color was different.
Yeah.
Validating for you that even though she physically is not here, and it's the hardest thing that we have to do is to go on without her here in the physical world, validating that her soul has not left us. To know that she is with us, knows how the beans got messed up. And knowing on how hard it still is for you to carry out these family traditions. It's hard without them, right? It's not easy because we're thinking of them, right? And then we miss them sometimes even more so. So know that she is with you with every breath that you take and every milestone that you achieve. So how do you connect with the sun? Do you have a brother? Does she have the sun? Because she wants to talk about the sun.
My brother. Yeah, he's the firstborn grandchild.
My son is the firstborn grandchild.
Just the boy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And did he just get something? Was there something new in his life? I don't know if he got like a new job or if he's now in a new relationship or if he moved.
And he got promoted a new house
and a new relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. So know that she knows all about it. Like she hasn't missed out on the family gossip.
Oh my god.
Wow. To validate that, because I almost feel like it's like, oh, of course she would bring him up. He was always the favorite.
Oh my god. I thought I was a favorite.
No, but it's joking. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's validating. It's almost like that's what he's going to say. He's going to go, oh, yeah. Of course, because I'm the favorite. Of course she'd bring up that.
Yeah.
These moments are the things that I feel are the most important validations, because they're things that there's no way that I would know about, right?
Yeah.
Could figure out, could look at you, right?
Yeah.
Validating that her soul hasn't left us, and know on how important the family values and traditions are, and how each and every one of you carry those out. She says, I know how hard and difficult things have been lately, and whatever that is. She says, but I cannot have you lose your faith. She keeps reciting this prayer. So whatever prayer that is that you had put on her mass card, it's almost something like she wants you to remind yourself of that prayer every day. I don't know if it's what she lived by or how she lived her life. I don't know, but I feel like it's so important, that prayer.
Oh yeah, it was. She did her rosary every day, and her faith was unbreakable. She just was very, you know, a lot of faith.
And she doesn't want any of you to lose that.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month, because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause, when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Is she actually buried in the cemetery?
Yes. Yeah.
So does someone feel that they should be going more, or they wish they could go more?
I guess that's me, because Saturday I just randomly went because I told myself I never see her enough. And she called me and she was like, where are you? And I was like, oh, I'm with mom. She's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I know. Because I don't just tell myself I'm going to go every Saturday. And I was like, no, she's lonely. Like, I have to go see her.
Okay. So know that when you feel that way, when you think of that, know that her soul is with you and that you bring her with you to the cemetery. Who has her rosary beads?
My sister, actually.
And who connects with the butterflies?
Me. Oh, that's so weird. I saw a butterfly, a black and yellow one, just fluttering forever right in front of me. And I was like, that's so weird because I have a black and yellow butterfly right here. And I was like, I know. I was like, that's you, Grandma. I was like, I see you. I know that's you. Yeah.
Validating that when we sense, feel, and hear these things, when you see the butterfly, know that that is her soul trying to get your attention. Say, I am with you at this exact moment. I have not left you and I will never leave you. Who's worried about that they're never going to get married?
Oh my God, me. That's what I was telling her. I saw her Saturday and I was like, Grandma, I was like, where's the boyfriend? Hello? I was like, put a ring on it. Because my brother and my sister both have partners. I'm the only single one.
Oh my God. Your grandmother says to you, because you put yourself out there, but you don't.
She's not lying. She's so right. I don't. Because people ask me out on dates, but I'm just like, no.
She says, so now the next time you might want to rethink that.
Oh, gosh. Just.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to ask you this. Is there one particular person asked you out and you're like, I should have went out with
them? There's been like a pinchful where I'm just like, man, oh, well.
This is how I feel. She was like a matchmaker, your grandmother, because she's like, I placed all these people in her path. She goes, she shot them right down immediately.
I mean, I'm not all that, but I do have every other day someone asks me to go have dinner or have a coffee. And I'm just like, no, I'm busy, but I'm just at home.
That's fine. I want to be perfectly clear on this. When spirit brings up things like this, this does not mean that you're supposed to go out with every single person that crosses your path. Mm-hmm. When souls bring up things like this about our free will choices and decisions, it just validates. She's making me feel like she's working very hard on the other side to place people in your path, but you keep shooting them down immediately. She goes, Teresa, she goes, the poor guys can't even give her their number. She's always saying, nope, I'm busy. Nope, I don't have a phone.
She's so right. I don't give my number. They ask for my number and I'm just like, you can have my name, Facebook, something.
Listen, that's all well and good. But she says, look, she goes, by just going out, by grabbing a drink or having lunch, it doesn't mean that then we have to get married or that then this is our lifetime partner. So she says, I want you to be able to put yourself out there a little bit more. She says, give people a chance. Okay. She goes, Mike, she notices the littlest thing about them.
I do. Oh, she's so right. She's calling me out.
Are you a good manifester? Because she makes me feel like you can manifest so many good, positive things in your life.
I'm but a this big is the believer one about that.
Area where you're not. She goes, she's terrible at it. She says, because she doesn't follow through. Mm. So it's almost like, if you're going to manifest, let's say hypothetical this, we'll say, okay, I imagine myself with someone tall, dark, and handsome. Well, now you meet someone tall, dark, and handsome, but now they have a mustache. You're like, I ain't going out with someone who has a mustache. Right? Yeah. So she says, I want you to be very specific on what it is, what you put out there. She says, but I want you to know more than anything that you deserve every happiness and blessing that God has to offer. She says, you are worthy of that. She says, but I want you to start truly believing and knowing that in yourself. She says, your self-worth.
That's so funny because I was talking about self-worth to my coworker this morning. Like, right, practice what you preach, right?
We all do it. You don't think I have bad days? Of course we do. Every single thing that we do, we're all the same.
Yeah.
I have really hard days sometimes. And you know those days, I try to rephrase things. And you know how we sit back and we go, why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I say now? Things don't happen to me. They happen for me. Mm. Because they happen for a reason.
Yeah.
I was also a big believer in the saying, you know what? It is what it is. That's true. But you know what? It is what we make it. It is what it is, but it's also, it is what we make it. Yeah. So I love how she's saying this to you and saying, you know what? Believe in yourself. Know your self-worth. And what I love is how she acknowledged, like, you have this amazing family. You're so close. You have love. You have traditions, right? Yes. That's all that matters. No family is perfect. Nobody is perfect. I tell people, if you think something is perfect, then it's AstroTurf. Because there is no such thing as perfect. It's not there. Know yourself. Know how much I love and respect you. Know how important you have and always will be to me. I want you to have every blessing that God has to offer. But you have to put yourself out there. She shows it to me like you got to go outside and really just soak up all of the sun. Soak it all up. Take it all in.
Yeah.
Let that be healing for you.
Oh, Grandma.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
A lot of sense.
We also don't have to like certain things, maybe even certain people, right?
True.
Situations, she says, but if we always handle it with respect, we don't have to like things, but we're going to respect it. She says how things change and also how we allow situations and people, how it affects us, can also change the outcome as well.
Yeah.
Because she made me feel like, stop letting things get under your skin. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
She was very vague about it. So however you can place that, I don't care what it is, work, co-workers, friends, family, I don't care what it is. Don't let things get under your skin. Don't focus on the things that we can't change or that we're not responsible for changing. And then I feel like she held up that prayer card again.
I carry one in my purse. You have one in your car, right?
I have one in my car.
My sister, my daughter, other daughter has one in her car.
Remember the prayer. Who was supposed to go to the doctor? Or had to go back for a checkup or a recheck?
Two. Or my aunt,
my
sister?
Other sister. Yeah, she's supposed to go back to the doctor.
She says, just tell her to go back, please. It's not a big deal. Okay. We got to have it taken care of.
Yeah.
Don't let it turn into a big deal.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm done. I go, okay. And she goes, oh, wait, one more thing. And
oh, my gosh.
One more thing.
She was like that.
She is like that.
She wouldn't let us finish something and then she had already something. So by the time we were getting close, okay, by the way, this is next.
But those moments, that is what I love the most. Because it really shows her personality, and especially because she wasn't the same in the end, right?
Oh, no.
No. Mm-mm.
A force to be reckoned with. And that's why the second I went to her soul, right? She was this little itty bitty thing, but this powerhouse, right? Of yeah. Like ruling the roost on the other side. Like she was still ruling the roost.
She would always say, people don't like me because I say to you in your face what I have to tell. I don't go around the bushes. So she had that saying in Spanish. People don't like me, but I don't care. If I have to tell you, I tell you whether you like it or not. She was like that.
See? Mm-hmm. So she says, don't imagine me in that bed. Imagine me, the little Spitfire.
Mm-hmm.
And thanking you all for how you allowed her to leave the physical world with dignity and grace.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She did an amazing job of giving us the gift in knowing that her soul is at peace. More importantly, that she's not suffering on the other side, that she's with the sister on the other side, that they're all together. Do you have also a sister here in the physical world?
Two sisters.
Oh, two sisters?
Mm-hmm. I have one sister.
Okay. Validating that all of the souls that have been departed, they're together on the other side, knowing that her dad came to greet her when she left the physical world, and thanking you for the way that you cared for her. But more importantly, that you were always there for her, not wanting you to feel that you could have or should have done or been there more for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she's like, now you go find yourself a man.
That's so funny. Every time we hung out, that was our topic, boys, boys, boys. Because she was always like, you're going to get a boyfriend. You're going to get a boyfriend. And I was just like, oh, yeah, right. And she was like, no, you are.
See? And here she is. Now go find yourself a man.
I knew it. She's like, oh, my God.
I can't wait to hear all the dates that you go, oh, I went for coffee with the. She's like, because the worst thing that'll happen is that you'll go have a cup of coffee. The conversation might not be good, or you'll realize you don't like them. She says, it's fine. She says, put yourself out there.
She's so funny.
Put yourself out there.
She's so
hilarious.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pets that have passed.
Oh, yeah. Animals do go to the other side. How do you connect with the number three? Do you have three pets, or can you connect with them on the
three month? Dogs.
Validating that the souls, a pet, even a pet, they're like, they're part of our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're my babies.
Knowing that when animals react or bark at nothing, know that they're responding to the energies that they see. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You have a pet, a dog that also passed?
Recently. My sister's, yeah.
But your sister's here in the physical world, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And her dog passed?
Recently, yeah.
Validating that they have the dog with her on the other side, and knowing that the dogs, you have dogs now still here in the physical world, correct?
Yes.
They bark at nothing, react to nothing?
All the time.
Knowing that they are reacting to the energy around them, the souls around them. Young children and animals are very sensitive to the souls of the departed, because they don't, like, we try to make a, oh, I just saw the shadow. Oh, I'm tired, or it must have been the sunlight, right? We kind of make up excuses. Young children and animals, they don't do that. Their minds are clear. They're not worried with all the burdens and the trying to make ourselves feel better, saying, oh, we're crazy, right? Knowing that they are reacting to the souls and the energy around them.
Is it with just one or two pets?
I just saw pets. I asked them to validate, and they showed me the number three. Mm-hmm. Okay. So know that souls are souls, animals, cats, dogs, horses.
Because I'm just curious about one, my first pet, because she passed away.
Do you still have, like, but you have, this is years ago, is that correct?
Years ago.
She just told me years ago. And do you still have something else of hers, whether a collar or like a tag? Okay. Mm-hmm. To validate that her soul is at peace. Were you holding her after she got hurt?
Yeah. After that, when I had her body.
To validate that she knew that you were holding her. Now, this is amazing. This is your dog, right? But she was like everything to you. And I don't know how many people get the opportunity to hold their pet. Yeah. Validating for you that her soul is at peace. She jumps, though. She's a jumper. Like, she's just like jumping up and down. Validating that her soul is at peace with all of your other loved ones on the other side, and knowing that you could not have prevented her departure. I don't know. Did she get out or something? Or do you feel that someone was responsible for what happened?
I was in a relationship and he killed her.
Okay. Because she made me feel like that you were upset with someone that was responsible for her passing.
I was very upset.
So knowing, she says, that you could not have prevented her departure. Look, it's not my job to filter what spirit makes me feel and what I hear. And I heard, better me than you.
Yeah. Could have gone that way.
So knowing that her soul is at peace, and wouldn't have changed a thing, would have saved you all over again. Do you have a flower in memory of her or something? Or did you plant something in memory of her?
We have a little headstone for her outside.
And do you have her paw print?
I have the other one, the recent one, his paw print.
Okay. So validating that they're together on the other side, even sometimes through our darkest times, I'm not even going to use the word days. I'm going to say darkest times. And we might not always see the light or understand why.
Yeah.
But sometimes when we look back, we realize how sometimes things, even with tragedy, they are blessings in disguise.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to thank you both for giving me this opportunity to share my gift with you, but more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. You had an incredible experience, and I loved how your mom and your grandmother showed her strength by showing me things that I never had before. And it takes a lot of strength for the souls to do that. So knowing that they're all safe and at peace with God, loving, guiding, and protecting you all from the other side.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your loved ones with us.
Of course.
Because mm-hmm. I always say this to people. We all think it's easy, right? It's not easy being a part of something like this.
Oh, so hard.
It
so
is.
So hard. Yeah. It's easy to think about it. But when you actually do it, it's like a semi hit you.
And sometimes what happens also, a lot of times people become almost paralyzed in a sense because they can't believe what's happening or what is being said or what's going on or like, how could this, right? Because mm-hmm. it's so overwhelming. So
it is.
I want to thank you both again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
My name is Alessain, and I'm from McAllen, Texas.
My name is Jamie, and I'm also from McAllen, Texas.
It was amazing, my experience with Teresa. She said a lot of things that I only know, and it was really unexpected because it happened, but I didn't think about my experience to be brought up during the reading, so that was very surprising, and everything she translated that was being told by my grandma was spot on. Personality, the message, like with the attitude, just her words, everything that she wanted for me. It's like she was here. It's like she never left. So it was amazing.
The cooking part, her pots and pans that I brought home.
Because, the earrings.
You know, I just wanted a piece of her with me. And she was a person that loved cooking. So, yeah, that was amazing.
Teresa said one thing that she got from my pet was, better you than me. And
yeah, that would have been a possibility.
That would have been, I could be dead, to be honest. I have made some choices. And yeah, I mean, that really hit home. Have faith. If you leave a voicemail, have faith.
Sunday, I was in my room and she comes in jumping and she says, guess what happened? And I said, oh, you got the job promotion, because she had been applying for one. No, and I don't know
what. I was like, it's even better. And she was like, what? Just tell me. And I was like, it's Teresa Caputo. She's just like, no. And I had to tell her my whole story because I didn't tell anybody. I did this. I did it on my own. And sure enough, it happened and I'm here. And
it was a great experience.
Very spot on. She's so kind.
Love Teresa. She's one of a kind.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.